fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Friday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We are the old school crew back in effect. I've been missing in action. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple. And I heard something, Austin. I heard a rumor that there's one at 84th and Old Cheney. Is that true?
84th and Havelock?
No, at Mercado.
Really?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
I think so.
Hello.
That's right in the hood.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, man. I might have to take my game into lamb chops or something, man. But we're coming at you live, 1040 O Street, the mecca of sports radio. No matter what anybody says or tells you or alludes to, it all happens right here, right now. Reason why I say it is because boast a little bit, you know, being away and listening. You know what's funny is sometimes, you know, when you want to be the champ, you knock people off, man. And for whatever reason, the ticket has been knocking some heads off. So when it's football season, you always just have a different mentality where you just listen to different things. So it's always good to give credit to the lineup, leadership, and you know, everybody, that's, you know, because everybody has to pull in the right direction. It's a big feat, but it doesn't stop, you know. Sometimes you got to take a pause even when you're being successful to recognize some of the things you didn't probably set out directly to do, but indirectly it happens. Obviously DP's over here, but and it's not something that we talked about before, but it's just when you step outside of the state of Nebraska and listen, and then you have to listen to different stuff as you know travel, you often realize that you start to mute some of the noise. That's probably, you know, good analogy for a football season. You got to mute the noise. Sometimes you got to mute them, or you got to mute them, DP, or they mute themselves.
It's usually and welcome back, first of all. Always good to have you back. You, Austin, and I are childish when you're gone. You know, weird things happen.
And when he's here, we just keep it in check. That
yeah, we're childish.
It's all good.
It was daycare the last 2 days.
That's all right.
But it is that time of year where you start to recognize the people who walk in here on a daily basis. More Huskers walk in the building. Guys who played here, who got skin in the game, having conversations, and then you meet business leaders who are also former Huskers, who have stories to tell, and then share it. And it's become kind of a meeting place.
Yeah.
There was a young man down here earlier today who brought down some footballs to be signed. And he asked if the guys would sign him. And they, well, of course. Like, that's why we're public now. That's why we're down here. And then the activation of all of it, right? It's football season. It's football season, and it's good to be heard. It's good to be seen for the folks who are on the stream. And we did have a young lady who's from Portland who came in Wednesday and said, yeah, I watch every day.
Yeah.
I'm from Portland. She was in town for a convention. She came in, she wanted to see the place. Cause she said, I see it. It's on my TV every day.
Right.
It's kind of cool to see it in person.
Yeah, I get a lot of people like, you know, oddly enough, through sports and stuff, I travel, you know, obviously more than I had bargained to this year. So you see sometimes there's some teams from Lincoln or Omaha. Obviously, they, you know me or whatever. A lot more people listen and watch than I ever, assumed or thought, which is great. But, you know, it's just part of just, the growth. I mean, yeah, it's football season. And it's a great meeting spot. The place that we're at is phenomenal. You're at you're not on the, O Street, you're right next to it. It's kind of the perfect location. Then you got kind of like off in the cuff here. you know, for where you can get out and spread your wings a little bit. So that's a good thing, you know. And then obviously, as we move forward here, we got a pretty good show today in our, you know, 2 hours. We got Upside coming in at 5 o'clock right when we go on the stream. Royals are on. We're going to talk right now. We got about 5 minutes. DP and Austin, real quick. The first week is, I feel like this, the first week of any camp is the hardest, right? The first time you get out and I guess you scrimmage. To me, that was always the hardest. Because usually thud, you might get a couple lives, but then it's like, you know, the intensity is, you know, just a little bit higher. You know, it is. You're actually out there competing. And then I think you would like to see, at least me personally, I would always look for improvement the next week. It could be something as I get off blocks just a little bit more crisper, or I run my feet through contact more than I did the first week, or I play with better pad level, whatever it be, or then obviously make more plays. That's ultimately the big factor. What are some of the things you guys would want to, I guess we won't see it obviously, but to maybe hear or in your experience going from week one to week two?
Communication. When you watch the snippets, the videos that end up online, from those open practice sessions. And that's not a thing you can manufacture. The noise you make when people are there is pretty comparable to when there's nobody there. There's a little bit more juice in the room when there are people there. But when you watch it and you hear communication, intelligent communication, it's not just that yap yap, you know,
yeah,
not that attaboy. Yeah. But player communication, coaches are getting into some of that game day verbiage.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That short speak where I don't have a whole lot of time to get the message to you. And they're shouting from a distance and it's high repetition conversation, communication. For me, that's what it is. Cause it just tells me that you're getting more familiar.
Yeah.
You've heard faster. These things before. You had the games picking up and slowing down at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. You're getting more reps in. And I was talking to a buddy who's down in El Paso, and he says, yeah, just tell the Huskers, be ready. They're going to snap the ball every 12, 13 seconds.
Who's that, UTEP?
Yeah, that, you know, that's kind of their jam, right? Is that, you know what, we're going to wear you out. They said it's basically a track team playing football. And communication is a big thing when you can't rotate players in and out. You got to stick with what you got out there and be able to communicate, hey, here's what we're in. They've got some flex offensive positions too. So communication for me is just, it's big now.
Yeah.
To hear.
There's the habit.
You players, want to be habit. Players talking to each other in a certain kind of way, and then coaches being able to communicate in short form.
Austin 3:16.
For the offense, I would say completion percentage. Let's see quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, tight ends on the same page. A little crisper. He had a week of closer to live reps. And we heard Tony White say the tackling wasn't where he wanted it for a veteran group. Right. I think the more you're going to hit, maybe you'd walk me through exactly how much you're hitting, I guess, but you're getting close to season. Hopefully you can hit more people, legitimately take them to the ground now than you were before. It's not great to hear the tackling was maybe behind. I hope the veteran group can pick it up, but the closer you get to the first game, that's not when you get fancy. That's not when you get special. That's when you drill down on the fundamentals. Yeah. And I think making sure you're on the same page, at starting with communication, running the right plays, being in the right spot at the right time. And then good, solid form tackling that's never going to lose you a game.
No, I mean, that's, I think tackling is one of those things that it's a lost art in the youth and always through high school. And I say the pros as well. You know, it's a reflection of your base fundamentals. And me and DP obviously played football. We were blessed to be with coaches that actually at the youth level, fundamentals were the base. You know, where you hit, strike, up through, and all that stuff. So, now granted, you have to improve it. But I think part of tackling that people don't really understand, the good tackling teams, while we were a good tackling team. Now granted, we like to hit. Now, matter of fact, I take that back. We love to hit. We took pride in it. But to be a really good tackling team, your play entry and lane integrity on every single play, on every play, has to be crisp. It goes back to what DP's saying as far as communication. Now, I will say this, as far as when you're playing those hurry-up offenses now, communication, especially if you're at home, you know, if I'm yelling from where I'm at to that red car out there, they're not going to hear me. So the hand signals have to be on point, and you have to know what every situation means, and it could change quarter to quarter, drive, what situation, player to player. Say somebody gets dinged up, somebody else comes in. Here's a very cool example, right? Whereas, like, when we played Colorado, Ray Cruz was in. We knew when we ran, like, a cover three or what we would call cover nine or something like that, you know, I knew the corner had to be in a, like, press bail technique. But then when they had a corner or another receiver that came in, a bigger guy, possession guy, we're playing straight press, like hard press to bail. But the communication, whether I'm cluing in a cover two, that means in the backside of cover two, I'm going to take him if they have an offset back or a tight end man to man with late help with the flat guy. He's really, really jamming, trying to push the receiver to the sideline. It's giving the safety a lot more freedom. That's just where you got to get to as a defense as a whole. I always say communication before, during, and after every single play. And that's no different than a series.
What do you see?
What do you see? I mean, constant confirmation.
Man.
The constant confirmation between that we had in the linebacker room. And that's not even just the starters. It's the guys that are either rotation players or backup. This constant, because that just, you need it. Being in the moment, I might not see something, right? You know, you might just, it might be as simple as, like we played, so when we played number two Washington up there, we had a good tip on when, you know, they were going in 12 personnel, whether they were in a wing formation or, you know, just both on the line in the, what we called ace formation. That means a single back, two tight ends on the line, and whether they had a pro or ace pro, which is a receiver on each side, or they ran and had a slot. We felt like we had a good, you know, lock in on it. The tricky thing that they did, they showed it twice. I still remember this. They showed it twice. They came out in the slot formation, motion from the wing to slot formation. Generally, they would go on the ball. Then the guy goes off. Then that's a run every time. Well, they didn't change it, right? He didn't go to the ball. So he just came to the same tight end position and still ran it, right? So when you come off the sideline, you need confirmation from Austin or DP. Hey, be aware if you get in the game or if we see it again, I have to alert the defensive lineman and so forth and so on. So, you know, just better execution, right? The best video I like to look back at, I'm not a big John Gruden fan, is when he was in Hard Knocks. And he was like, we need better etiquette. We need better energy. We need to be better physical. He's like, better yet, we need better execution. Then he said, better effort, you know, execution. And that's the best, but it's the truth, right? And so that's where you need, that's it. Like, if I'm Tony White or Satterfield, that's just push play on that thing. That's what we need, a little bit better execution. Anyway, and we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to dive in to see who is the breakout player or players that aren't known that we think can do something this year for the Huskers. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.